Welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the second of our Patreon guest hosts, it is, drumroll, Mr. Adam Race.
Aloha.
Aloha. There we go. Nice little Hawaiian feel to the night. And he's got coconuts on his breast as well, which is fantastic. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, for the Game Week 13 podcast, please.
Mad,
13.
Season's gone. You're
getting towards the fact of like almost halfway there.
I am. I realised today. I'm 13 weeks.
Sober.
Exactly. 13 weeks. Point deduction sober.
Really?
I haven't. Shit. 13 weeks in, I haven't taken a point yet.
That is intense. Well, we're going to have more insight like that. And we're going to review the last game week, which was game week 12. We're going to talk about who you should have picked, who you shouldn't have picked. We're going to talk about the movers and shakers in fantasy football. And then we're going to, section two, we're going to do the old social media questions. And then section three, we're going to preview the next two game weeks because we've got some kind of like weird little
mega fixture
mini
congestion.
Little game. Yeah, it's starting to. Never forget that it's the dreaded December fixtures coming up, 7 game weeks in 25 days.
Fuck.
And that is beginning to happen. So, yeah.
And a Friday fixture as well.
And there's a Friday fixture coming up. Don't tell your friends. but yeah, and then right at the very end, we're going to do a little Patreon quiz.
There is a 9 fire emoji quiz coming up.
Holy shit.
There are actually 2 mini quizzes within the one master quiz as well.
This is what I like.
That's what we like.
Hopefully the rule, it's got a pointless name.
Yep. Yeah, good. There is a one pun and one something else.
I'm excited because obviously our first Patreon guest host last week, Ian Stimson, set the bar quite high because filling in obviously for little Craigie Jungle Tits who isn't here. We'll be back in a few weeks.
I personally am really pleased to hear that so many people enjoyed the last quiz.
Yeah,
so,
it's a lot of pressure on you.
God,
a lot of pressure. But yes, boys, let's cast our minds back to this weekend. Game week 12, it began, in glorious fashion. Let's spend an hour talking about this. Arsenal 2, Spurs 0.
Wenger?
Am I right? Wenger in. My fucking arsehole. That's early to say that. That's early. Yes, loved it, mate. Absolutely loved it. Couldn't be happier. Didn't expect it, and I'm an Arsenal fan. And do you know what I said? And this is terrible. Shoot me down in flames. But I said a few days before at work, I was like, do you know what? I'd be happy with a draw. And that's terrible. Yeah, and the fact that I said that made me feel dirty. I had to wash my feet. It was awful.
I've been saying since the start of the season that Ozil, don't put him in your team, not fantasy football-wise, but just football-wise, is still good. He was fucking running the show.
Man of the match. But his little face when he came off, it looked like he wanted to go to all his doubters and be like,
fuck
you. Want some? You see that?
That's why Twitter's so good when stuff like that happens. Because these big Twitter accounts like old mates at the Odds Bible and all that, they're straight on it with the tweets that go viral and the little gifs and stuff like that. It's like, you know, Ozil sticking the middle finger up to his doubters. And it was. And it was lovely. And I'm fucking hell. I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it.
Their first goal was bullshit though, wasn't it?
What, Arsenal's first goal? Get out.
Yeah,
the free kick was a little bit.
Every week it's the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was a shame because I guess Arsenal probably would have won anyway.
Spurs look shit. They look really fragile and like that they didn't have any of the kind of power and pressing ability. But it's like, I don't know where it's gone. Harry Kane has obviously been a bit fragile.
It's
not like he's centre mid, is he? But he.
Dele Alli's really been off form all season, hasn't he?
Fantasy football-wise, obviously the big talking point is Kane. That's another blank for him. Dele Alli again, I mean, you know, people are getting rid of him, people are sick of him. Even Eriksen now, people are saying, so fucking hell, no
we'll come on to my score for the week later.
Yeah,
but,
maybe not, we might not get to it, you know.
But I got rid of Eriksen this week before the match. I've had enough. He either gets 15 or 2, and I was like, I've had enough of this guy, so I got rid of him.
Nice.
And I'm pleased with it.
You're pleased with it.
Tell
should we say? Should we say who you brought in?
So I brought in Richarlison instead. So that was 2 for 6. No, maybe even 7, 8. Can't remember.
So many points you lose. Yeah,
so with Eriksen, I just think you can't have too many of these players that are either like 2 or 15. It does your head in and it makes you feel sick inside. So I was like, I've had enough of him. I'd rather get a guy that's going to get me 5, 6 every week than a guy that gets me 2, 15. Because I'll always pick on the 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's very much the same, with Spurs. Like, you know, we've said it before, Kane is by far the most expensive player in the game. And when he scores 2, you notice it a lot more than when Jamie Vardy at 8.6 mil scores 2. Because I've had Vardy in just clocking up 2 points, two points. Then he'll get an 8 point, then 2 points, 2 points, 8 points, like that. So it does. But, and we are going to get to this because we've had a lot of questions in the second section about Kane. But they are playing a... And we'll get to this as well, rudderless West Brom next week. So, you know, we will get to that. But, you know, what to do with Kane? We don't really know. We don't really know.
Get rid.
He's
not had him all season, I don't think.
I know.
As I said right from the start, pre-season, it's no good because they're not playing at home ever.
And do you know what? That has been a very big point. Yeah. I think it is that.
For me, it's like what? One more week. It's like that.
Oh, mate, I don't want to go
like it's that abusive husband, but it's like,
it's like
one more week, you know.
It's so expensive. Isn't he the most expensive player in the game? Isn't he 12.8 or something?
12.8 at the moment. That's only going to go down there. He's still like 31% picked or something. It's
12.8.
I honestly think that this weekend, if he doesn't, 0.8.
0.8.
If he doesn't score this week, then he's done. But one more. Just
when he goes,
he might change.
I'm thinking one more.
He might change.
He might get down to 10.3. No, because after he doesn't score, he's always really sorry. He always cries and he's like, I will never do it again. Maybe it's my fault. I think it's my fault. I think, you know, I didn't get the beans on ready and warm.
So, leave that one. So, Bournemouth, Bournington's. Yeah, we did say, watch out for that Bournemouth run. And it's looking good. They won 4-0, lads. And talk of this game week surely has to be Mr. Callum Wilson.
Oh, he always does this though. He's such a cheeky little.
Yeah. Kidney Rob said that. I had a little chat with Kidney Rob. Kidney Rob update, ladies and gentlemen. I had a little chat with Kidney Rob and he was like, I'm not sure.
He is a textbook juicy dangler.
Kidney Rob.
Kidney Rob's got absolutely no juicy danglers in the game. He's very, very, he hasn't got a lot of fluid about him at all. He's nothing about him's juicy.
Every year he comes in. Scores a hat trick and then breaks his leg in a surfing accident.
I forgot about that. The surfing emoji.
That is the Callum Wilson.
I don't know. But
when is it going to happen?
But do you know what? The only thing that made me think about that is I saw on Twitter, Ben Dinnery, friend of the podcast, massive injury expert. He was like, no, Callum Wilson. And I saw that he put Callum Wilson in. I didn't do anything about it at the time. And then Callum Wilson scores a hat-trick and Ben Dinnery was like, fucking told you. Now, obviously, he's got the ins.
But he's only saying that he was not injured.
No. He picked him in his FPL team, is what I'm saying.
But Ben Dinnery knew that he was fit.
Yeah.
Right.
Fit enough to score 3 goals.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he's going to get injured immediately. Yeah.
Do you reckon? With him, he's done both of his knees now, technically. All is easy.
All done.
Yeah, they're done. You know, what's it going to be?
They've got three knees, mate. Yeah. Simple as that. Yeah. That's what my nan always used to say. I'll say that's not a knee, Nan. I'm just happy to see you.
Went weird.
Did go weird. Assist for Sermon. Now this is where I'm absolutely furious. So Sermon was my little pick on Twitter. Anyone messaging me? A lot of people wildcarded this game week. People saying, "What should I do?" I kept saying, "Cheap midfielder. Bournemouth's run is amazing.
Yeah.
Get Sermon in. Get Sermon in. Get Sermon
preachy,
in."
Don't
kept
it?
Saying it a little bit. Hey. Preaching the sermon.
Back in the net.
Do you know what? I was preaching the bloody sermon. I really was. And and it turns out that last minute, someone fucking tweeted and went, because I tweeted my team and I had Son on the bench, Sermon starting. And they went, "What are you doing? Start Son."
Oh.
And I looked at his Twitter bio and it was like, top 6% in like 2014/15. And I went, I'll swap him around. Son got fucking nothing. And Sermon got the assist.
Did you?
Absolutely seething with that fella.
Did you, on your Twitter bio, does it say award winning fantasy football podcast?
Of course it fucking does. Yeah. Do you need to ask? Do you need to ask? Do you need to ask?
Exactly. So you should have thought.
Well, there hasn't been an FBA since we won, so we are currently still the best football podcast in the world.
So surely you are the authority on it, though, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I
popped in, not to go on about my week again, put in Daniels.
Yeah, I've got Daniels myself. Lovely. Put him in. Great return for me. Yeah.
8 points. Did he get bonus? Two bonus as well. Yeah.
Two bonus.
I honestly felt
this Bournemouth run, seriously, for people like Daniels, friend of the podcast, Asmir Begovic.
He got a bonus point.
Who did? Begovic.
I wonder if Begovic is in his own team.
He wasn't when we featured on his podcast.
I would pick myself every week.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, up front as well.
Yeah. Why not? And then after that, it was Palace versus Everton. I thought Everton were going to... Oh, no, tell a lie. I thought Palace were going to ruin him because my little tip for last week was Zaha, and he did score 1-0 to me.
He did.
Oh, I nearly brought him. I've been saying for a little while... Nias, is that how you pronounce it? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh,
Baines and Nias have both scored back-to-back game wins.
He's gone now, though, hasn't he? Did you see that?
Dead?
Do you not see this? That he has been officially fined with diving. And they've so it's a bit up in the air that whether they can appeal it and he'll be there next week. This could be hot FPL.
God, breaking news. Probably won't be breaking because you'll get this the day after,
but he might not be available this game week because he's been like officially charged.
Five mil is so cheap. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
Five mil is cheap. Like, 9, going back just slightly, if you were interested in Callum Wilson, only 5.9 mil, only 1.2% picked. Yeah. So these cheap strikers, and I was going to say about 1.2%?
That would just be starting
teams because it'll be, He was my tip for last year, Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because it was last year, isn't it? He's not in my team this year. But that was interesting. Yeah. So Bournemouth.
So what's the current Everton? Oh, we don't like to talk managers on this podcast. See, the thing is,
still rudderless, man.
Fantasy football. That's why we never know.
Unsworth.
Managers. Yeah.
Still rudderless. Though.
Yeah.
Whereas Palace.
Behave. Paris Saint-Germain still in the French league.
Very much got Neymar,
all the French stuff. They've got all the baguettes, mate.
Can't move for them.
but both Baines and Nias getting goals back to back game weeks there, so that might be decent. Baines is always good.
And we always said it as soon as they get Zaha back.
Mm. So Zaha, I do one in my team. I just couldn't work the numbers.
Yeah, same here.
He was
really
in a lot of teams to start with, wasn't he?
Yeah, mine included.
But his run's lovely. It's green as green grass. And I must say, we mentioned green grass on the last podcast. We had so many people on social media going, "I bloody love green grass," and we questioned whether he was still alive. And apparently, he is. People sending us screenshots of his Wikipedia page saying, "Born 1940, still alive," or whatever it was. So that's good to know.
He was out injured for ages.
Who's that? So. Greengrass Zaha, absolutely.
Oh, I was talking about Greengrass in his five-a-side team. He plays that Barclays walking football, but he was out injured for ages. That's why.
When we said
he was dead, we meant in walking football fantasy.
Yeah, walking football fantasy gone red.
Yeah. Do you guys not play Barclays walking football fantasy?
That was a Nick Berry good joke.
Hang on, pause for laughter.
Burnley go on. Swansea.
Burnley make me feel angry.
Oh, did we miss out Burnley Swansea? I do apologise. Yes, Burnley Swansea.
I've got no Burnley defenders, so they make me feel.
Oh, have you not?
No.
You're jumping on the Pope bandwagon.
Well, no. I want to get on the Pope Mobile, if anything. You know, I want to get.
It's another clean sheet for Pope. It's mental.
Yeah.
Fifth clean sheet in 9 games.
It's only hard to transfer in a keeper, isn't it?
I did it a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I had to.
Wasting the transfer in a keeper is so boring.
Yeah.
It's so boring. It's like, I'm done for a week.
Tell you what. What are we going to do now? I'm trying not to take point hits as well.
Yeah.
Mm. So transferring.
Oh, that must have been tough.
And I had to do it twice as well because I had, when I wildcarded, I got rid of the Man United keeper.
Yeah.
And then the week after, I knew he'd been consistent. Then I realised he was the second highest scorer in the game. Mm. It's like mental.
See, that's why. Do something boring in your normal team. Do have a secret sausage. Do something. Triple Captain fucking Gareth Barry or something. That's what I do. It's like, you know, oh, like, part of me sits home and eats Weetabix. Part of me does heroin with Mick Jagger. You know.
So at least you've got, Gareth Barry in your team.
At least you've got Gareth Barry in my team. You know, stability. So Pope, yeah, great shout. I noticed that you've got Pope in your team, yeah.
Swansea not looking good.
Swansea are in trouble.
True. They are starting to look like the team where you see who's playing them.
Yeah, it has got that way.
And it's like them, yeah, they're up there. Huddersfield wobbling a bit as well. But yeah, Swansea, I'm like, who are they playing?
Well, they're actually playing Bournemouth next week, which makes me think, oh, yes, please.
I wonder how many people have got Sanchez. Was Sanchez they got?
Who?
From Bayern Munich.
We've got... Renato Sanchez.
I mean, a lot of people lumped on that week that he joined, but yeah, he's a little tubby fellow, isn't he? You know,
some of the best people are. So don't have a go at tubby fellows.
He's only 0.6% pick, to be fair. But he's not getting the minutes.
That's the thing.
He did play full 90 last week. That was about it.
He's promised a lot, but
yeah,
mostly in the canteen.
Lovely. Next up, City. They are fucking unstoppable. 2-0 against Leicester. KDB and Jesus with the goals. City still unstoppable. Not a single minute for Aguero, lads. Mm. And it came out today about Guardiola was saying about
they couldn't play.
They can't play together because Mendy doesn't play. So
Delph
has to play. Because...
Mendy basically goes down the wing, but Delph can't do it. So okay, that means someone else has to play wide, which is why Sane's been playing.
Right, okay. Sounded quite convoluted.
Really. But that does mean...
Stick them both up centre forward.
No.
4-4-2. Yes, please.
Everybody's got Sane.
Yeah.
So I guess that means when Mendy comes back, maybe he'll be out and Aguero will be in. So that's one to watch out for. Might be unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, but he might be out
Mendy's
to
wait. Fucked for ages.
He's literally...
I thought he was already. Oh,
he's redder than red. Crimson.
Mm. Yeah.
Brown. He's almost brown. You say that?
Probably not.
Did you guys think Kompany looks pretty fucking suspect?
Yeah, no, he's basically, it's 2 years. It's like the same people that put Yaya Toure in the team, you know, go, oh, Kompany, he's a good defender. He's like, he was a good defender.
Some
he's
of us quite picked old. Him a togger. But he was like, for a long time, even, you know, last season, every time he comes back from being injured, he like totally changes their team.
He's so flaky that he'll get injured as well. Yeah. Like, I just think he's, honestly, I've had my first hamstring injury recently and it's changed my world, okay?
You've actually had
a hamstring, yeah.
Wow. He's pulled a hat. Can we have a little bit of insight on a hammy? Because I don't think a gaffer or anyone appearing on the podcast has ever had a hammy.
So I had a grade 2 tear.
Now, what were you doing?
Fans of the pod will know you can get a grade 1. That's over, okay? It's gone. No hamstring left. I was playing five-a-side football in the rain and I hadn't warmed up. It was like a music video.
Where?
Okay, Kennington, central London. And it popped, literally popped, and I was on the floor in the fetal position.
Crying?
I could hear Dido. Do you know what I mean? It was like, I'll go down with this ship. And I couldn't walk home. I had to like hobble home. I had to get someone to help me home. It was very close. An Uber driver would be offended at how short the journey would have been. Yeah, like it's the worst thing because you can feel it pop. It's got gone. So I can imagine my life isn't that athletic. I'm going to be honest. I've had a couple of cans of Red Stripe.
Yeah,
athleticism isn't the problem.
Okay.
So if you did that and me, if you are a Premier League footballer, it's just.
Worse.
You've got no faith.
Main focus on that is it like, for you,
bad.
Sort of like, inconvenient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, deep computers and things.
Yeah.
Bad. Premier League football, like, worse.
Yeah, almost as the absolute worst. And because it's like torn, so it'll never get back the same. That's the thing.
Really? Does it still give you jip?
I Googled it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like if you reached for your mouse. Got a really bad RSI.
Exactly.
And then, like, oh, you'd be getting, like, reoccurring. Oh, no!
Is that the time when Craig sprained his wrist eating quinoa?
Yeah. It's
terrible.
Terrible stuff.
Sané and David Silva, the only real two rotation-proof City players.
There was a bit of a cheeky one
With some points.
Oh, no, I was going to say with Sterling. He was out. It was like doubtful.
Yeah.
He played, didn't he?
I can't stand it. It's not worth my mental health. Like, worrying about.
It does my fucking head. I don't have any City players now except for Otamendi.
Oh, who was suspended?
Who was suspended, but I just kept him on the bench because I was like, I'm not getting rid of him.
I've got, so this is mine. I don't want to bleed into other segments, but I I am going to get rid of Jesus next week, I think, because I can't take on off.
Look, what you may or may not do in 4 years' time.
We're talking about here and now, babe. Talking of here and now, Salah Cream. Yes. There's a little note that I made. Yeah, amazing. Is he a must-have now? 2 goals.
I honestly
Liverpool
think
3,
so.
Southampton, it is.
So good. I captained him last week.
Yeah.
So he got 30
points. Did you not captain him this week?
I had him as captain. And then right at the last minute, someone pointed out, which is true, that when he plays with Coutinho, he doesn't do as well. So I uncaptained him. I captained him for Lukaku, so it wasn't too bad.
Good job that he scored 2 and Coutinho scored 1.
Yeah.
So... massive points. That's why it was such a high scoring game week, because a lot of people captained Salah.
We had that week when we were at the pub and he missed that penalty. The trough.
And everyone hated him. Yeah.
And it was hard, I captained him this week.
Just look at his points are ridiculous. 31 points in the last 2 games. You're talking 50 odd points in 4 games. Mental. Yeah. That is mental.
I think he's the best player in the game. So this is my theory.
He's great to watch. He's
always captain a midfielder, in my opinion.
Well, that was your...
Yeah.
Was that your little thing?
Captain a midfielder.
Captain a midfielder at home. That is a decent shout. Yeah, you'd be doing quite well if you went for that this season. But yeah, massive points for
Southampton.
For
have lost the plot. Yeah. I got in...
It's not going well, is it?
Van Dijk when I wildcarded about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he got a couple of points then. His first game back, it was looking awesome.
He did look good, yeah. Mm.
And now they are just like awful. They concede every game, never score.
Mm.
I think, Tadic was at fault for the first goal, wasn't he? I don't know if you saw it. And it kind of sums up the whole team that he was just like lazy and shit. It's like sums up Southampton. Yeah.
They're just going to end up sitting in about 14th or something.
Oh my God, I forgot I had Tadic at the start of the season. Yeah. Jeez,
Tadcage, you love him. You like your fucking
not anymore.
Boyfriend.
It's over. And their fixtures are a disaster as well. Get rid of anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got Romeo in my Targa team and he's out now as well. Nightmare.
There you go. Next game up was West Brom 0, Champions Chelsea 4.
We were heavy on Morata.
Yes, I went Captain Morata, I must say, I was happy with that. A lot of people got rid of Hazard because he went yellow, Kidney Rob being one. That's Kidney Rob update 2 for the proper. He got rid of Hazard because of his yellowness. And Hazard scored 2, got all the fucking
like
all the points. Got all the points. Yeah, very similar. That's what it was. He was like, it reminds me too much of myself, like a young me. And got rid of him. Alonso scoring points again. That is, bear with me, but I believe that is what? The fourth Chelsea clean sheet in a row?
Oh.
I think it is. I wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes,
no,
please.
3.
Yeah. So Chelsea defence still looking good. Chelsea defence lineup.
Yeah.
It was good one pick, yes. Chelsea defence lineup, always good. But big news, Pulis, more like jobless.
Yeah,
well, Tony Pulis has died. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Pulis passed away. Yeah, Pulis dies. Pulis goes.
I forgot about that.
Got the sackage. Well, you know who's in there for the job?
Who?
Big Sam. Oh, foot in the door.
Oh,
big sweaty foot in the door.
Imagine if you're a West Brom fan and you're like, oh, get rid of him. We don't like this football. And we like everything apart from this style of football. Mm. Big Sam.
Yeah. I know. No, apparently, that's just
no one is hearing that and going, oh, that'll be good for the club. It's like, yeah. There's no one, is there, really?
No.
Like, what's his name? Northern Ireland manager. Oh, I was going to say Michael O'Leary. He's in charge of Ryanair, isn't he?
Or Michael or Martin?
Martin O'Neill.
Oh, the Northern Ireland one.
Martin O'Neill.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I just took
Martin O'Neill.
No, he's the other one, isn't
no,
he?
No, he's the other one.
Michael O'Neill.
Yeah.
But Michael O'Neill's the fake one. No, Michael
O'Neill. This is the bit that I'm going to worry about.
Michael O'Neill is the Ireland manager because he was the manager of like an Irish league team, like Cork City or something.
Oh, yeah.
And Martin O'Neill is the former Wickham manager.
Martin O'Neill's like the Aston Villa manager.
Martin O'Neill?
Yeah.
But
he was at Wickham before.
The one who went to school when he was a kid. The one who went to school when he was a kid, yeah. Child. The one who sucked with his mother's breast as a baby. I was worried about that whole thing as soon as you bring up, like, Ireland and Dubai. I thought we're going to lose a lot of... Fantasy Yamar is going to be tweeting us now going, you have not got a fucking clue. Ash is Googling furiously. We'll edit it.
I'm just... So we can go back and edit.
Five-day agreement.
From Northern Ireland, correct.
Who was?
Martin O'Neill.
Right. That's a problem. Excellent.
And then Michael O'Neill is the Ireland manager.
Yeah.
But so you think Martin O'Neill.
And which one's Ronnie O'Sullivan? He's not related. No, nothing to do with him. Yeah, so apparently so. But yeah, the big talking point, I think, for this game week, other than the Callum Wilson hat-trick, is probably it's the United 4, Newcastle 1, United are back. They're all back. Pogba has one of the best game weeks ever. Lukaku scores finally, and Tommy's Togger team's looking good. Zlatan Ibra fucking Himovic, mother hubbards.
He's finally got 11 players in his starting lineup.
I finally got, well, not quite 11 because I still got collar off.
I didn't want to bring this up, but something bad did happen in that game, didn't it?
What happened? I was opening a celebratory beer.
Isn't this the
Sorry. Do you know what? Yeah, I must say. It's
I noticed that didn't make it into the rundown.
It didn't make it into the rundown. I completely forgot. Dwight Gale scored the only goal for Newcastle in the 4-1 defeat to United. Opening a beer, professional. And yeah, Dwight Gale scored. So it is currently the Gaffer Tapes 4, the Sun Dream Team podcast 1. Oh. So 4 goals for Tammy Abraham, 1 for Dwight Gale, aka Marcus Gale. Yeah.
Newcastle do not look very good, do they?
No. No. Well, do you know, maybe not.
I brought a couple of their players in. So I thought Atsu would be a good shout at the start of the season.
Chicken Atsu curry?
Yeah. And they've not really produced anything. I thought they've been all right.
What I think the talking point about this is really United. I brought in Pogba straight away. I had Sun, 7.9. I had 0.1 in the bank. Straight away brought in Pogba at 8 mil because I think when you have a game week that good, it's going to go mental. His price is going to be at what? Up 8.2 by the next game week at least. Then you've got a really quick game week in succession. It's going to be ridiculous.
So, friend of the show, Dominic Monaghan, messaged me asking for a shout out on the podcast.
Did he?
Because we never mentioned him.
Yeah.
So, he wildcarded this week.
Did he? I thought he wildcarded already.
No, he wildcarded this
week. You get two if you're a celeb.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Bastard.
And was asking for some gaffer advice.
Was he? Why is he not emailing us or tweeting me as well? You know, getting involved. He literally just messages you on WhatsApp. Give me some advice.
Plenty of people message me on WhatsApp for fantasy football advice.
Unbelievable.
And but so he did his lineup, right? And then he had Alonso in it and Fernandinho in midfield.
Mm.
And I was like, don't get Alonso.
Oh, you
twins. He scored. But I said, get Pogba. He's gonna come back this week and no one will have him.
Mm.
So he got Pogba in. So he had Pogba already for this week. And then was sending me abuse saying, oh, well, I didn't get Alonso.
Ah.
But Pogba's the better choice. It's better to have Pogba in early, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Than Alonso.
Well, Pogba had such a great game. Assist, goal. Yeah.
Oh, balance out.
And I do think that as good as Chelsea's defence is, Alonso is going to be a bit hit and miss. Pogba from now, trust me, the second it happened, I was making that.
I was the same thing. I was drunk at the time, but I was it needs to get into my team now. Mm. So I did it. That was my transfer there and then.
I've done it, I did it straight away before his price changed. It's going to go up ridiculous. Yeah, colossal performance. Can United challenge City now?
No.
People are saying it.
No.
Okay, fair enough. United fans think they can. But...
Yeah, I mean, they're the only team that's going to really, I guess.
Yeah.
Fast forward 6 months to Chelsea carrying the title home.
Never.
I suppose the thing is, it is because someone Match of the Day said it over Christmas and towards the end of the season, where teams have got more Champions League commitments and the games, it is going to get harder.
Yeah.
I suppose City have got the bigger squad, but their defence isn't amazing, is it?
No, that might be where they,
it could
where
come they to, fall down.
Yeah, they are conceding more than United. But...
Yeah.
Right, penultimate game of the week was Watford 2, your little West Ham 0, Ash. Not looking good. Richarlison, that was Stimmers' pick from last week, scored. What was your pick from last week, Ash? Because my one scored, Stimmers' scored, and I genuinely couldn't remember what yours was, and I thought, I'm not listening back to that shit. I can't listen to the Fantasy Football Scout.
I can't remember. I always, instead of picking somebody that we've talked about, who I think, I just randomly pick someone at the end.
Yeah.
So
probably someone silly.
I think it was Callum Wilson.
Imagine if it was 66% of the people here think it was.
Richarlison scores, kicker Firmino clean sheet and bonus points for me. Thanks very much. I was really happy with that. And then the final game, which was last night, which was one of them really shit final games. It was Brighton 2 Stoke 2, and it was one of them where if you did have anyone you just wanted a clean sheet, so you just wanted the 0-0. Do you know what I mean?
Oh well, not for the cheaper motoring Gross.
Well, I've got Gross myself.
Me too.
And I've got Dunk. And Gross got the goal, which was a decent return. But yeah, Gross, Choupo-Moting,
three bonus points.
And Shaqiri, who we're seeing in a lot of teams now. Kidney Rob loves him. That's Kidney Rob update 3. Kidney Rob loves him. Big fan of that guy. He's got some decent points in his last couple of games. 5, 13 and 5, please. On and off fixtures, yeah, probably not worth getting in. But he's one of them on a 6 mil. Decent if you're on a wild card. But yeah, that concludes Game Week 12 reviewed in record-breaking time, I think. We're going to do our little top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League, which you can still join with the pin 1072-420, or just go to gaffertape.com/join. Adam Race, who is a lot more eloquent and intelligent than myself and Ash, is going to run down the top 10 for you.
In 10 is Prince Yuthup, and you're up, your next bitch.
Oh, he was literally top for how long? So he's had a he hasn't even had a bad week. He's had a 78-point week, which was massive. And he's, down in 10. Terrible stuff.
In 9 is Nick Reed with the Guilty Pleasures. 8 is Steve Clift.
Clift Pallet.
Clifty's middling 11. Grant Murphy is in 7 with Fleeto. 6 is Magnus Westerrand with Beautiful Creatures.
Beautiful.
Number 5, going down the league, is Kareem Salim with the Pharaohs. He'll have Salah. Am I right?
Yes, please.
We'll see with his 420 Fedora Fanatics is in number 4.
I don't remember him being there.
No, he's new. He's a belter.
Daniel Kalim.
I don't have a voice.
With his Red Devils is in number 3. Nick Henry at number 2 with Veiled Banger. And new at number 1.
New at number 1 is, yeah.
Tobias Koski with Topul 99.
Topul 99. He only had an 87-point week, but he's obviously been sort of near that top 10 for a while. Very interesting. Very nice. Yeah. Thanks for getting involved, mate. Yeah. And, obviously your next bitch, Prince Uther, must try harder, mate. You've fallen from grace. Although, to be fair, there's only about, 20 points between top and first. Incorrect. 10th and first. Our position just before we go. Ash, 324, still the daddy of G-Wing. You had a belter, 72-point week. Me and Craig had much worse weeks. I was 56 points. I was bang on average.
Oh, yeah.
Which was really fucking annoying, especially with them 5 points on my fucking bench from Sermon. Oh. Fucking annoying. 590th. Craig, 817th. He had a better week than me, but still not doing well. 16 click wanker. And then Mr. Race, Racingtons. Your race or mine? Race cakes.
Yep.
304th. You had a 93-point week, mate.
I've not gone on about it really enough, but it was pretty good.
Decent. What did you do? Very quickly, what did you do? What was...
I took a 4-point hit and I put in Richarlison, Morata and Daniels.
And that was it?
It's like really... Oh. And I captained Salah. Oh. I speak to my girlfriend about when I've ever been my happiest. And genuinely... I don't think I was ever happier.
Oh, it's the perfect week for you to come on as a
I know,
a
I said it to oh her, I was like, God. I've had terrible weeks and I'm
and she
so...
went, Adam, I'm leaving you. it's our anniversary.
I went, I'm happier.
I don't care. I'm happier here.
Yeah. No, yeah, I've had a great week.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, smashing it. And you're 2 points above Ash. So that is...
Temporary daddy on G-Wing.
That's decent.
Right.
Yeah, temporary daddy on G-Wing. We'll get you an armband. And then finally, just before we go... Dom, if you remember, Domi Mons, the previously mentioned Domi Mons, and Asmir Begovic were neck and neck last week. They were on exactly the same points. And now, Dom is on is 348th in the Gaffer Tapes League, and Asmir is 832nd. Potentially still only about 30 points between them, but yeah, Donzel was dead about her.
He got something like 100 points.
Oh, there we go.
Even despite the Alonso.
Yeah, well, the...
despite the... Imagine that. He's just sitting there thinking, imagine if I'd have had them fucking Alonso points as well.
The team he picked was really good. Yeah. Another thing, you know, where you just pick all the good players, like Richarlison, all those players who were just like super on form.
Brilliant.
You just pick them all, yeah, just don't dick about with like, try, like I always do. Oh yeah, but what about this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's never played football before, but he could.
Could work.
Like, who's the new
Rolando Aaron.
Rolando Aaron.
He got about 3 minutes for Newcastle and we got 100 tweets. Aaron's is on! Aaron's is on! Loving it.
I always get Rolando Aaron.
That's a point in my Togger team.
I always get Rolando Aaron and Iosi Perez mixed up.
We'll never do.
And then every time Perez is on, which is all the time, I'm like, no, he's playing. He's this guy. Oh,
you're there, you've got your trousers there. Hand up your bum. Right, yes, thank you very much. That was segment one. We will be back with section two, which is the social section where we'll have your Facebook, Twitter. I don't know if we've got an email this week. I can't remember. But we're going to do all your various bits. There might be a little voice clip or two. Who knows? And then we'll be back in section three after that to preview the next two game weeks and do a lovely little quiz. So we will see you in a second.
Hi guys, it's Big Bruce Wombat here again, the original BBW. They're my nickname in prison, but don't Google it. Tom knows what I'm talking about. So thanks for playing my clip last week. You made me a real fucking celebrity down the bowling green. They're all calling me Hollywood. And it got me thinking. So over here in Australia, we fucking love nicknames with our sport. So we've got the Brisbane Roar, the Queensland Darkies, or the Coolangatta Fuck Jobs. I was just wondering, are there any nicknames in English soccer that you guys really fucking hate? And what nicknames did you guys have at school when you were a nipper? Thanks, Bruce. Hollywood Wombat out.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom, and Patreon guest host, Adam Race. This week we're going to answer some of your social media questions. And then next week, co-hosting the podcast is going to be friend of the show, Jack Saunders.
Jack Saunders, yeah. Patreon guest host for next week, Jack Saunders. Lovely, lovely. And he's
been on before, hasn't he?
He was one of the first ever guests on the podcast. He's coming back. Mighty return. Yeah. And he's going to be a little bit later next week's podcast. I'm just going to say that because otherwise people will go, where's the podcast on social media?
It's so always on time.
Yeah, it's so
on time. Punctual.
Fucking clockwork.
Set your watch by it.
Fucking clockwork. But yeah, because game week 13 and 14 are so close together, we're actually recording one day later. But we will get to that. Don't you bloody worry.
So if you wanted to be like Adam, come on the show, you'd have to sign up to Patreon.
Absolutely.
I was going to say jokingly, which we never mentioned. Yeah. Actually, we rarely do mention it.
Well, I forgot. The whole point, you know, of having Patreon guest hosts on is that people go, Patreon guest host? I'd love to bloody sign up to Patreon. We didn't even mention it last time Stimmers was on. So, yeah, sign up patreon.com/thegaffertape. Sponsor the podcast. Come on as a bloody guest.
Yeah.
For £2 a month, you could sponsor a donkey.
Sponsor this little donkey.
Or... get yourself on a podcast.
Get yourself on a fucking podcast.
And I tell you, I prefer the latter.
Yeah, tens of thousands of people a week listen to this shit, so get famous for like £2 a month, I was saying.
Yeah. If you can't afford £2 a month, but you can afford to get pissed at Christmas.
Oh, yes.
We're meeting up in Windsor.
We are, yeah. Gafferazzi Christmas meetup. I forced this. I said, right, I'm sick of your bloody London meetups, because I'm a bloody father. Don't know if I've mentioned that. I am a father, a very tender father. And we're going to do a Christmas meet up in Windsor so that I can stagger home.
That's super good for me as well, because I'm in Paris that day.
Are you? Actually.
I am in Paris that day, but I'll be back. I guess I'll have to come back.
I was going to say, because you live in the same town as me.
Yeah, super helpful.
Yeah, Saturday 2nd of December, 4 p.m. Come to Windsor. We're watching Arsenal United at 5:30.
Yeah.
It'll be lovely.
During the break,
Yes.
We heard from our little friend.
We did. I almost forgot about him.
Bruce Wombat.
Little Bruce Wombat. Yeah, love that guy. He's huge. He's going viral on social media. Everyone's loving Brucey Wombat. He was asking about nicknames. Are there any nicknames in British football that you don't like? And did you have any nicknames yourself? I don't know what you mean by nicknames in British football.
I don't know, like the Baggies. Nobody really wants to be called the Baggies.
That's quite bad.
Who are you going out with? Old Baggy Racing.
old Baggy.
I'm taking Baggy back to the parents this weekend.
Baggy Adam. Yeah. It's not good, is it? Yeah, you'd be quite, you wouldn't have that tattooed on you, would you? No. Baggy. Baggies.
Craig, when he was a teenager, was called the Quinoa Kid.
He was. That was when he had glasses and he used to ride a white horse. Yeah, yeah. The Quinoa Kid.
Quinoa this time.
Something like that.
But quinoa is good enough.
The loveliest girl. No, don't carry on. No, when you're ahead. As far as nicknames, I don't know if we've ever been asked that. Have you boys ever had
that? When I was at university, my nickname was Princess.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. And now
to admit,
it's
on an award-winning podcast. Would you admit it? Yeah.
No. Let's have about that. Why?
So
slept on a pee?
It was when I... I'm from royal blood.
Died in a tunnel in Paris? What was it? What happened,
I had a short but passionate affair with Dodi Alfayed.
Didn't we all?
No, I basically looked after my hair a lot more than now, and I got the nickname, but I bumped into a guy recently, like 10 years later, and he went, Princess. And I was like,
do that voice again.
Princess.
Is he foreign?
No. Not like the point of Dodi Alfayed.
Correct. Princess, that's a bit weird. Ash, have you heard one yourself?
No, I'll tell you what, the closest I've got,
yeah,
and this is pretty far from actually being a nickname, is people call me Ash, and I didn't realise till about a year ago.
Is that a nickname, Ash?
Someone asked me, what?
Sorry. I am stunned.
My name's David.
When I was in America, obviously in America, Ashley is a girl's name, right?
Yeah.
So I kept going up to people and saying, they'd say like, oh, what's your name? And I'd say, oh, it's Ashley. And they'd be like, what? Or whatever. And they'd be like, so say again. It's Ashley. Oh, okay. And then one of my friends said, why don't you tell them your name's Ash? And I said, oh, no one calls me that. And they're like, literally everybody does. And I was like,
This was one year ago.
2 years ago? Wasn't long ago.
That is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
I just never, you know, yeah.
This was like, we didn't even talk about this properly on air last time, but this was like when you thought you were 38, but you were actually 35. 3 years he'd lost. 3 years of his life he'd lost. He thought
gained.
He'd lost.
He's gained it.
Gained it. Didn't even care. It was like, yeah, but what's age?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
But who keeps track of how old they're?
Oh, let's not get into
what their name is.
What their name is! People go in, your name's Ash, I'll go, whatever, come on. Stop conforming to names and like years and stuff.
But they're both pretty irrelevant.
That is ridiculous. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. You continue to amaze me meet up.
Is your nickname Ash or Ashley? I didn't get that.
What are you christened? What are you christened? This is where he goes, Stephen. I was christened Stephen.
Actually, so when I was working in the States. When we were working in the States, I was working with another guy. So I was there for a year.
Yeah.
And then we met for drinks on my last night before I flew back to England.
Mm.
We met up for drinks and his girlfriend was there. It's Ashley. And I said to him, oh, that's weird. We've got the same name. And everybody, a whole office full of people I've been working with went, oh no, her name's Ashley. And I said, yeah, like mine. And they were like, wait, your name's not Ash. Like, no, it's Ashley. And they were like, what? No, Ash is short for Ashley. And they were like, is it?
What did
they
think
it
was short for?
They just thought Ash was a name.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. Unbelievable. Okay. Absolutely unfucking believable.
Speaking of announcements.
Never got to tell you what my nickname was. But...
Did you have one?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
You just try and give myself one. Go.
El Comandante.
No, I just thought it'd be quite cool if, like, you know, if people called me Holmesy. But it never caught on. So I'd sort of go in anecdotes. I go, oh yeah. So I said to Dave, I just said, I said, oh, probably next week. And he just said, oh, bloody hell, Holmesy. Yeah, maybe. Like that. And people would go, Oh, you know, but everyone's calling Tom Holmesy now. Never caught on.
Shaz calls you Holmesy, doesn't
it? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Send a lot of tweets.
Yeah, send a lot of tweets. But yeah, anyway, that was a waste of everyone's life. But yeah, talking of Facebook,
did we?
Who knows? But let's answer some bloody questions on the Facebooks. Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the
Facebook page. Facebook.com/thegaffertapes. Mitchell Bathurst asked, what is your name?
Can I call you Holmesy, please?
Did you have any nicknames?
He says, it annoys me that you continue to refer to Australia as a jungle. We don't have a jungle. We have a rainforest and the outback. There's a very specific reason that we refer to it as the jungle, and everyone in the UK refers to it as the jungle, which is something that you won't know living in America, is that because in the UK there is a very big popular TV show called I'm a Celebrity, and they refer to the place that all these D-list celebrities are living in as the jungle. Also, it's not that we're ignorant, we're like, yeah, it must be a jungle out there.
Well, you may be a little bit ignorant because you just said he wouldn't know living in America.
Did I? I meant to say Australia. Okay. Same thing though, isn't it?
Yeah,
they live
in the jungle, isn't it?
So I had to Google the difference between rainforest and jungle.
Did you? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. What is
this
the difference?
This has been a fucking football-heavy segment.
Yeah. He has.
So I don't think he's right that there is no jungle.
Okay.
Because all jungles start off as rainforests, basically.
Yeah.
And if you go into a jungle, people imagine, this is pretty much word for word what it says on Wikipedia, isn't it?
Yeah.
People imagine that you're going to be having to go with a machete to get through.
Mm.
But actually, the floor of a jungle is pretty bare because no light gets through from the canopy.
Okay.
But if something happens, like if there's a natural disaster or people cut down some trees or something,
yeah,
the light gets to the bottom and there's loads of rain anyway. So foliage and stuff grows up.
Foliage. First time I've said foliage on the podcast.
Mm. Yeah. So it makes it difficult to traverse. It's what you'd imagine.
A traverse? Holy shit. And you're genuinely not reading this, which is mental. He's downloaded it into your Sherlock-like mind.
Ash's eyes have rolled back.
Yeah. He's gone into like a meditative state and his penis has popped out of his trousers. That's amazing.
So that's the difference. So there's got to be areas of the rainforest in Australia where that's happened.
Okay.
And thus they've become jungle.
I feel like you should say you prick at the end of the
day. You swat. Yeah. No, Mitchell Barfers, he's been a long-time contributor to the podcast. Good luck to you. But yeah, that's them's the facts, mate. Simple as that. Australia does have a jungle, so wind your neck in, you prick. Little joke there. Yes, talking of Facebook, we're going to be running a comp on Facebook, aren't we? A little competition.
Double rollover competition, I reckon.
Well, we realise that we're brilliant at Twitter. Verified. Thanks very much. Rubbish at Facebook. So I've taken over on the Facebook, and we are giving away a copier.
A
photocopier, which you probably won't need anymore because they're defunct, and also a fax machine and a typewriter. So three in one.
Yeah. Actually, I think we should scrap that idea. That was really good.
That's really good.
Actually, we've decided not to. Let's give away a copy of Football Manager.
Go on then. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll give away a copy of Football Manager 18, the brand new Football Manager. Oh my God, I really want one of them. Yeah. So all you need to do is go to, facebook.com/thegaffertapes?
Yes.
Facebook.com/thegaffertapes. follow us. And once we've hit, I don't know,
a number.
More numbers.
In 2 weeks. Not next week. The week after.
Okay, yeah. So a couple of weeks. Yeah. Follow us.
Do a draw.
So to be in for it, yeah. Follow us on Facebook.
Yeah. Maybe we'll put a post up you have to like.
Yeah, something like that.
It'll be easier.
Feels like it's being worked out on
it. It seems a little bit like a meeting, doesn't it? A little bit like a meeting that we've accidentally like pressed record on our phone.
If anything, we've overproduced it.
I think so.
We'll put a post on you have to like and follow us. Also, next week, we're giving away a copy of Football Manager as well.
We're giving away a copy of Football Manager, yeah, to whoever's manager of the month for November.
Yeah. Are both of the game weeks upcoming?
Yeah, they're both within November, so that's massive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
perfect, because that means we can't give it away, but we can tell you who it nearly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we not?
So, no, because it won't have happened yet. It'll be nearly, though, but the results will be coming in.
They will. So basically, we've got a load of copies of Football Manager to give away exclusively. So follow us on Facebook and do really well on Fantasy Football, baby. Yeah. let's do some bloody tweets, lads, in a section we like to call Tweets for my tweet. Nah, nah, nah. Decent. That's not bad. That's not bad. That was all right. That was better than Stimmers. It's getting it wrong. We got a tweet from M. Condor. Oh, please. At the Gaffer Tapes said, for the price, Hazard or Salah?
Let me take you guys back to a week I like to call last week. Actually, Hazard got more points than Salah.
He did,
but,
yeah.
For me, consistency-wise, like, Salah is king. He's top scorer in the Premier League this season. He's got assists. He's got a beautiful haircut.
He's a top scorer in the Premier League?
Yeah, I saw a thing, top five leagues. He's the one for this league of ours. Yeah, I'd stick with him.
Are you talking goals or?
Yeah, goals.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
He's got exactly... A Liverpool midfielder is the top goal scorer. And you're looking at, we're like over two-thirds of the way through the season.
He is exactly double the points that Hazard's got.
Yeah, Hazard was injured. Don't get me wrong, Hazard. But how much more is Hazard than Salah? That's like, 0.5 mil?
No, it's more. It's like 10.5 and 9.5, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So for me, it's like Salah is, but Hazard, I would want both. Like,
you do. Well, you're greedy.
I'm a greedy
little sausage.
If you're not going for Aguero or Jesus, you could probably get both of them.
I did see a wild card team today where they had, I mean, the best midfield you will ever see in your life. It was like De Bruyne, Salah, Hazard, Eriksen.
I think he's friend of the show, Mr. Chuck Salah, Bailey, wasn't it?
Was it?
He's done that and then had one Morata up front and then maybe a lower other striker.
That has turned it on its head.
Mm.
Chuck has got the worst.
Chuck is terrible. Chuck is lovely. Chuck is lovely. We love Chuck. Chuck is one of the closest friends of the podcast, bless him. But dreadful at fantasy football.
So perhaps avoid.
Potentially avoid.
No, he's got a good team, but it's just the points hit.
I think I'd rather have Hazard over De Bruyne.
Yeah, that's for me.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'd say that. Yeah,
I think for Chelsea, Hazard is the man, really, in that midfield.
He is,
but in Man City, it's one of five, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and angle my team that way.
Yeah,
Chelsea have got so many easy games coming up.
Run's nice. And once Hazard's hit form, that's it. Yeah. But I know a lot of people, Kiddy Rob being one, Kiddy Rob up date for. He got rid of Hazard because he went yellow this week.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. But he also captained Salah.
There's been so many fake injuries going on. Mm-hmm. So many potential 75%ers.
Yeah.
Although, when I look at a player and they go yellow, I think basically they're dead.
Yeah.
But really it means they stayed up too late.
Oh. As we speak now, Phil Jones is currently red, but he's still expected to come back this game week.
Yeah.
Mm.
So how's that red?
Phil Jones is a machine, so he's
different. I must say, yeah. People are sending us wild card teams that they're doing now, and they're putting in an injured Phil Jones.
Yeah.
That shows you something. Think about that. we got a tweet from FPL Problems, and this addresses the Kane situation. Is keeping Kane the right thing to do? Everyone's getting rid this week, from what I hear. It's a lot of money, but who's that consistent? If he scores and I keep him, I'm rising like the salmon.
So, for me, Kane, he's against the team who are what are they?
They're bloody rudderless, mate. Yeah. They're rudderless.
So, I've got one more week of Kane for me. And
same
then,
here.
And
absolutely
then we'll
same
see.
Here. Yeah.
If you don't get one goal, then he's done, really. But for the time being, I've had so many terrible weeks, honestly.
Tell me about it.
I talked about Dido earlier, me looking at the window in distress. That's every week Kane scores, you know.
I feel like that. Myself, I'm doing exactly the same. I'm keeping him this one more week. And not only am I keeping him, I'm going to captain him.
Oh, I just think striker is better. Every striker.
What, this week?
Every player in the game is cheaper.
Even Vardy this week, because he's got West Ham, I'm thinking, looking at him. Because I've got Vardy, I'm not armband on Vardy. It's so fucking tough.
The only
best
person...
thing to do, it's like with the whole Aguero Jesus situation. Just get rid of all of them so you don't have to worry about it. Do you know what I mean?
The only player in the top, the top five, I think any of them are better than Kane. Long term.
Yeah.
Although the points are so similar. Yeah, the thing is, the points
really
are so similar, but it's so expensive.
He's basically saying, do I keep him? So FPL Problems has him. I think keep him. I'm going to do that at least this week. I think keep him. And if you are keeping him, fucking captain him. Go balls in.
Get rid, but don't take
balls
points
in, balls
to do it.
Yeah. We had another question about someone who is now the talk of the town, Mr. Callum Wilson. Toby tweets us and says, all aboard the Callum Wilson war wagon.
I think get on it, but realise that it's only for 4 weeks or so. Don't be able to do a team around it. I think for me, so I've got Jesus, and I'm going to get annoyed when Aguero's back from fainting. I'm tempted to get rid of Jesus and put him in, and he'll be my third cheap striker, and then load up on midfield with Hazard.
Currently 5.9, Callum Wilson. Mm. And we've mentioned it so many times, that Bournemouth run. So in the next 1 week, or even two weeks, Swansea-Burnley. So he's got Swansea-Burnley, these 13, 14 coming up close to him. Then he's got Southampton, then Crystal Palace, then United.
Oh, so for 4 weeks. Could be four weeks,
Callum Wilson, if he does hit form. And he's so much cheaper. Like, I could get rid of Vardy, put Callum Wilson in, and have about 2.5 mil in the bank.
That's true.
It's lovely. That's really nice. I may have talked myself into that, potentially.
He is still more expensive than...
5.9, so he's more than that Abraham, is he?
Yeah, and Nias.
Might be suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
oh, that's true, yeah.
Breaking news, remember the breaking news?
Potentially.
We had a tweet from Ed Brumhead. Wasn't a question, he just said, it appears that the guy who's winning FPL overall has a Loftus cheek. Well...
He got points, didn't he?
He did get points, but I did look, and he's not really scoring those big points. He was that hipster pick at the start of the season. Everyone had Loftus Cheek. So much so that I was getting all these tweets, getting hundreds and hundreds of tweets a week of people tweeting us their teams, and I'm thinking, they've all got fucking Loftus Cheek. What do they know that I don't know?
So for me, Loftus Cheek is like the new Carroll, Tom Carroll for Swansea. If you need something, he's really cheap, I mean, he's not that shit, no offence. But, I'd go him instead of Carroll, but other than that, don't put anything like you're going to make a team around him.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't know if he watched Loftus Cheek in his England performance, and he was fucking amazing. But then, you know, Eric Dyer is an amazing player and plays well
nearly every game.
But different, you don't pick him FPL.
Well, yeah, but it's different because before... Palace didn't have two wingers, did they? No, they've got two. It's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. We got a tweet from the Ogrebilius. Have Arsenal turned things around? Is Sanchez a big money differential?
We had another couple of tweets about
Sanchez.
Couldn't give a shit about either of those questions.
So many.
You even shamed yourself.
Sanchez.
It's too on and off. In my opinion, too much money. Yeah. And also, like, you don't know what's going to happen. He still doesn't look that happy and looked quite pissed off when he scored, you know. Not for me.
Angry. Angry, replied to the Ogrebilius there.
What is the, let me check out his form. It's patchy.
It is patchy, but then, you know, as soon as he hits a bit of...
Potentially, if they're playing some shit like Swansea, then you could be like, okay, I'll lump on him because he might get a goal and a couple of assists.
Well, last year, Sanchez was the triple captain choice for many people.
He's 1 point ahead of Ozil, who's fans' unfavourite.
But Ozil has played a lot more minutes.
He's 3 million cheaper as well.
Okay. Levelling it out.
Compromise. You can't get Sanchez at 11.8. No, that's ridiculous. 8 million difference between that. That's maths.
We had a little tweet from Geordie Wilson praising our previous Patreon host. He said, I'm a few days late because he tweeted us this a couple of days ago, but undoubtedly the best quiz since Neil versus Real. Mr. Ian Stimson.
Correct. That tells us two things. One, that Ian Stimson's quiz was the best.
Ian Stimson's quiz was brilliant. Great.
And that Neil versus Real is the greatest of all time.
Well, that's
because it doesn't say the best ever, it says best since.
Yeah.
So Neil Real still makes it the best.
Well, that bypasses every single quiz I did last year.
As it should.
So you're bypassing Supermarket Sweeper. You can buy the t-shirt at thegaffertapes.com/shop.
I tell you what, I even thought...
Supermarket Sweeper?
I thought that was a Craig quiz.
What, Supermarket Sweeper? Of course it wasn't. I did the voice. Craig would never do the voice. He hasn't got the minerals.
That makes me feel great about my quiz.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, quiz is about to come up. Thanks for listening to Section 2. And we will be back with Section 3, where we will be previewing... two bloody game weeks, because, ladies and gents, not only do you have a Friday night kickoff, but you've also got a game week that starts what, Tuesday, 2 days after the previous game week finishes? Oh, holy shit. You need some tutoring.
Could be some rotation madness.
Could be some serious rotation madness. So we shall see you very soon.
G'day, he's got Danny fucking Platypus here. Just a quick fucking voicing to say that while I love the show, I'm sick to the back of my teeth of Baz Wombat, mate. He shits me to tears. You know, a bit of backstory. Out here, I drink at the Did You Bring a Beer Along pub, and I'm known there as something of a fantasy football connoisseur, mainly because I'm the only one who plays the fucking thing. Anyway, a week or two ago, this bloody numbskull walks in and tries to order some fucking quinoa. When I tell him they don't serve no fucking quinoa here, he has the audacity to tell me it's pronounced quinoa. Like, who the fuck does this fucking pleb think he is? Never mind his dodgy fucking accent. I'm telling you, this bloke is something else. Fair dinkum. As soon as he finds out that I dabble in a bit of the old fano footy, he won't fucking leave me alone. Starts crapping on about female managers in the Premier League or something like that. Like, what does that even have to do with the game? I'm just trying to get Pogba in before the bandwagon starts. He even fucking calls them Sheilas. No Australian has used that term unironically since the fucking convicts, mate. I tell you what. Anywho, I'll get my eye on the prick and let you know if anything else crops up. Just trying to make sure no cheap stereotypical material sneaks into your podcast, eh? Righto, that's it from me. Catch you soon. Southerly yours, Big DFP, a.k.a. the Wonder from Down Under, because that's what they call me when I'm on my 12th skewy at the pub, you know?
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're segment three. Here we are. We're going to preview not just one, but two game weeks because they're bloody close together. Game week 13 is almost upon us. It starts Friday. Let's get that out of the way.
Early kickoff.
Yeah, early. Well, let's not get this on the game. It's.
What did we decide it was called? Early kickoff is.
Early kickoff is.
Like 11 a.m.
Is early on a Saturday.
We just call it Friday kickoff.
It's Friday kickoff, mate. Let's call it a cheeky kickoff. Game week 13 starts. Let's talk it right about. West Ham Leicester is the Friday, 8 p.m. How do you fancy your chances, Ash?
Mahrez,
the reason I'm keeping fucking Vardy.
Yeah, Mahrez, Vardy. I still think of value. I'm going to keep Vardy in for another week.
Against the team.
They looked alright, to be honest, even in the loss, yeah. I thought.
West Ham looked really bad, don't they?
I know, like, Moyes came out and said, oh, yeah, I expected to lose.
Arnautovic, his thumb popped off. Did you see that? Like, when he was rolling around on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of...
Jesus Christ, he looks really bad. Terrible.
It's embarrassing, mate. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Saturday, 23rd November, your 3 o'clock kickoffs. Palace at home to Stoke. United at home to Brighton.
That could be the end of Brighton's run.
Do you think? Yeah, I think so. Newcastle at home to Watford. Spurs at home to West Brom. Brackets, rudderless West Brom. Yes, please. I'm going to... Close brackets. I'm going to have a little bit of that with Harry Kane. Are they at home? That is the question. Swansea, Bournemouth. If you've got Bournemouth players, that's going to look good.
Oh, that is.
Late kickoff on the Saturday. Liverpool, Chelsea. Your Sunday fixtures, Southampton, Everton, Burnley, Arsenal, Huddersfield, Man City. That's just looking like a slaughter. Man City.
What do you think about Burnley, Arsenal?
I don't know, mate. We're away. So, I don't know, maybe one.
So, if you're going to be inconsistent, like, looking for targets, I think Arsenal. So, Mustafi, key to the whole puzzle.
Yeah.
I think I saw a stat that 5 of his last 6 games that he started, there's been a clean sheet. Burnley aren't exactly prolific, so if you want to go defenders, maybe Arsenal are the place to go.
That's nice.
But equally, Burnley, very good defence. So Gaffer Gambler time, is it under 1.5 goals? I tell you, that's where there's not going to be that many goals in that match.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 1.5, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I like that.
So that's where I kind of see that match. It's a bit, and Lacazette can only play at home, can't he? So,
yeah, I know, yeah.
I was talking earlier about the Kane being so expensive. Lacazette is the only person that I wouldn't swap.
That you wouldn't.
That's in that area.
Bracket.
Yeah.
Price bracket, yeah.
He is. Yeah. He does score a lot at home for Arsenal, doesn't he?
He does, but he only scores at home, really. Yeah. He's not worth that price tag. What is he? 10.5 or whatever.
He should be.
And then that game week finishes on the Sunday. What? 2 days later?
Tuesday.
We're back on. Game week 14, Mother Hubbards. You're straight on Tuesday, 7:45. Brighton at home to Crystal Palace. Leicester at home to Spurs. Watford, Man United, West Brom, Newcastle. And then the rest of your games on Wednesday. What a rubbish. This really fucks up our podcast schedule, doesn't it?
I don't know why they don't take that into account when they draw all their things.
Do you know what I mean?
They've got this
biggest fucking fantasy football podcast in the world.
You should probably email
them
Monday and see if they could move it.
Well, haven't they got this fucking computer that works at all the fixtures?
Do you know what I mean? Any chance we can... Because I'm sitting here writing up the schedules and it's like, Ash, are you available on this date? Craig, are you? Of course I'm not. I'm in fucking jungle. Oh. Get that, Craig. Get rid of Craig.
Stop being racist. It's a rainforest.
And on the Wednesday, Arsenal at home to Huddersfield. Bournemouth, Burnley, still another great fixture for Bournemouth. Chelsea, Swansea could be
an absolute
fucking onslaught. Everton at home to West Ham again, you know, could absolutely goose you there. City, Southampton.
Oh my word.
Wow. City at home to Southampton. And then finally, Stoke, Liverpool. That is two games a week.
Huh?
2 game weeks worth of fixtures. I mean, you're looking at Chelsea's looking good. That City at home to Southampton on the Wednesday.
I think, for me, the big teams have got pretty good matches. Mm. So my big boy is obviously it's my man Pogba. So United have got Brighton at home, and then they're away to Watford. I know Watford are a bit better, but they're still pretty solid.
Still,
I think for those 2 weeks, he's going to score big. But my captain, fantastic, is probably that man, Harry Kane.
You're going Kane? What?
For the first week, this is my strategy. If he scores big against West Brom, he's rolling on. He's going to the second week.
Okay.
If he fails me, he's out. I'm getting old. Yeah. Little Wilson fella.
Do you know what? I'm basically going to do exactly the same. And I had previously said that, and I wrote it in my diary at work, so don't, you know.
It's written on the walls in the studio.
Yeah, I wrote it in the toilet at work.
I wondered why there was suddenly black mark during the studio toilet.
Oh, it's not
black. Black mark lives there, all right? I mean, make sure black mark stays there. I'm going for Kane captain first week. And again, I think, to be fair, even if he doesn't deliver, I'm going to give Vardy one more week, and then I'm sticking Callum Wilson in for that second week. But my official gaffer tip for the week, for the double game week, is definitely Callum Wilson. Yeah.
I've gone, so mine is Kane.
So yours is Kane. That's not really a pick.
I'll go Sané.
No, this is what always happens, though.
Yeah.
You pick who, I always pick, again, I always try and pick someone random.
Ooh.
Pick who you think is the best.
Oh, Aguero.
Okay. But some people won't have him in.
No, that's good. Yeah. To be fair, there's no real dead certs.
It's weird because it's a double game week for us, but not in the real
in
game.
In life.
Yeah. Well, that's true, yeah. And we're not back to do a pod until the actual Wednesday when the games are still bloody happening.
Yeah, so you've got a rollover.
Ash, just before we move on to the quiz, what are you going for? Your little tip for that
13/14
game
week? There's so many good ones, aren't there? Like Man City, you've got such an easy two games.
What do you do?
I think I'm going to stick with Pogba. But probably there won't be people with him in yet.
Stick with
him. Yeah, I guess. Well, get him in. Okay. I guess a lot of people would have done. But there'll be people sitting on the fence.
Those two game weeks dominate.
Yeah.
Lovely. There we go. Game week 13, game week 14, which is on the 28th and 29th of November. Don't forget that. Don't tell you. Adam Race, I believe it's time to quiz.
Oh, God.
no pressure.
So I'm really glad that everyone has absolutely loved Stimmer's quiz. I loved it so much.
Do you know what I thought? Overrated.
Yeah, good.
Overrated.
Ooh, awkward, me too. So that's 2 out of 3. No, so I've had a lot of pressure because, notably, I've been on 3 game shows myself. Don't want to talk about it. Talk about it later.
Anyway. Are we going to actually talk about it later?
Do you want to talk about it?
I want to talk about it now because I saw this. We have another reason to join up to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and sponsor the podcast. It's because you get to be involved in a little Gaffer Tapes WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Well, we that's not actually a perk of
it. I'm not going to lie to you. I do have to mute it. I just dip in when I have time.
If you get
into
the fantasy
The Togger. It's the Togger League.
But some other people have infiltrated.
There are some few.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, I was on Brain Teaser, Channel 5 TV show. No one's seen it. I did all right. No money. Second one.
I did all right. No money.
Yeah, so I did well. Right. I didn't win any money. Got to the final. Didn't disrespect myself. It was a live show. Didn't say any fuck all.
I didn't go just like Hell Hitler at the end. Yeah. I just didn't disrespect. I fought it hard.
So did that. Then went on Supermarket Sweep. Not Supermarket Sweeper. Supermarket Sweep.
Did hear that.
With Dale Winton. With Dale Winton, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I can't imagine anybody we know being young enough to...
No, so
who did you go on with?
A mate from uni, so just they brought
your
back.
Boyfriend. Or
yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, you sucked some dick. I know. So we went on there. They brought it back for 1 year. We were on it. So I earned 2:20 of shopping time. Wow. Okay, that's how the game.
Oh, wow.
This isn't quiz time. This is how this quiz worked. And then you went and did shopping for 2:20, and I earned £330 worth of shopping, getting it in the basket. Okay, yeah. That's quite good, isn't it?
That's not bad.
No,
well, came last. Yeah. And then I went on another one. Are You Smarter Than 10-year-old? And I won.
You did. Are You Smarter Than 10-year-old?
Yeah.
How much money did you win?
£15,000
You fucking up!
Yeah. Do you not know this? What? Do you not know that?
By just being smarter than a 10-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I answered 6 questions.
And you were on. Are You Smarter Than
10-year-old? Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Everyone is googling that shit.
When was this?
Like, that was about 7 years ago.
So, can I just check, how much do you support the podcast every
year? Yeah. So, there's different tiers. There are many a tier. So, basically, wow, I won on that, and then I invested it in Iceland, not the shop, the country.
Country.
And it went bust.
Just before,
shit. Yeah, yeah. But I still got it back. Well, I had a nice life, okay?
Wow.
Nice life.
Anyway, so this quiz has nothing to do with any of that. But it's just to say, so I've done a quiz, but not just one quiz. I've done two bloody quizzes.
Is this the inception of quizzes?
Yes.
It's like quiz within inception quiz.
They're very similar to each other and not very good. So, so basically, first quiz is going to be just pure not fantasy, football facts. Okay. So let's basically, you've heard of the quiz Stars in Their Eyes. This is called Starman Has Got Thighs. Okay.
Wow.
So basically, the thing is this, amazing. This is, I've got 5 questions for both of you about the winner of the last 5 game weeks, the star man in that week. Okay.
Lovely.
So, okay. Just about them. Okay. Just quiz questions. Just about them.
Beautiful.
So question one. Okay. You ready? You both ready?
Yeah. We really love it.
You ready? Okay.
And can I just say, we did check previously and it's actually 10 all in the quiz.
It's 10 all.
Ash didn't believe me and we had to go back in between records and listen to the end of the previous pod.
Yeah, true.
Okay, guys. So, question one. Okay. This is true or false. Can't get complicated here.
See if this is a typical Craig question. Let me guess the first question. Is it going to be Tom on a scale of 1 to 10? How attracted to you am I?
It's really weird because I've got a note that says give Tom extra points. But it doesn't.
It's from the jungle. Right. It's got leaves on it and stuff. Yeah.
Right, so question one, true or false, okay? Game week 12 point leader is Hazard, okay? His parents decided to call him Eden after his parents visited the newly opened Eden Project in 1991. Is that true or false?
Oh, okay, I've got an answer.
Ash, you got an answer?
Okay, false.
I'm going false.
It is false. The Eden Project wasn't open until 1994, and he was named after a French guy trying to pronounce the word hidden.
That's ridiculous.
Eden. No, that's made up as well.
Oh, I was going to say. That's
right.
Mental.
Okay, question two. In game week 11, Steve Cook scored the winner against Newcastle for a 15-point haul to be named Starman for that week.
Yeah.
The question is, according to Jamie Oliver, how long does it take to cook the perfect hard-boiled egg?
Oh, I tell you what.
I'm going to give a point for the closest to the answer, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is awful.
This is Jamie Oliver. Perfect hard-boiled egg, okay?
Oh, I'll tell you where I'm going. Bang. I've got it. Hard. Hard.
Hard.
Hard.
This is a runny yolk, okay?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Do you know what? I was going straight in there. Okay.
Okay.
Tom. Went 4.5 mins.
Yeah.
Oh my god! What have you gone for? It's gonna be fucking a stone! I've nuked it!
What have you gone for?
I've launched it into the sun!
Go on!
10.
Jamie Oliver is given 10 minutes.
He's a liar.
That's Jamie Oliver.
He's a liar. He knows nothing.
That's not me. That's Jamie Oliver. Okay, so that is...
Hate his face.
So that's currently 2-1 to Ash.
Hate his lies.
Right, so question 3. So that's going back 3 weeks. So game week 10, Starman. And this is a timed question, okay? You've only got 15 seconds for this one.
Shit, the bed.
I've got it. Yeah, okay. Right, here you go. Game week 10, Starman. Bosnian legend, Arsenal player, Sead Kolasinac. Okay? How many vowels are in the name Sead Kolasinac? His full name. How many vowels? You got 15 seconds, guys. Come on. How many vowels?
Bang. Got it.
Got it. Ash, you got an answer?
Go.
Yep.
Yep. What are you reckon?
Have you written yours down?
No.
There we go.
Bang. I've got it.
Yep.
7.
Oh, 5.
6. No points. No points. Okay. Good. Right. Here we go.
That was intense. I shit myself.
Genuinely shit myself. We're on question 4. Question 4, 2-1 to Ash. Okay. Question 4 of the first quiz. There's another to come. Very different quiz. Very different quiz.
Loving it.
Question 4. So Sergio Aguero.
Wait, before we answer this.
Yep.
This is the last question of the first quiz.
No, there's another one after it.
Do we get a point for the half a quiz? Or just for whoever wins both of them?
I was going to go overall, but I'm not, you know, guest host. What
don't
do you want?
Get, no! I'm going to get one of these.
One for all of it.
I was asking. Don't get intimidated by his muscular physique.
Right, here we go. Right, come on. Question 4. Right. Sergio Aguero has got a tattoo on his arm written in Elvish, the language of Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And friend of the show, Domi Mons. Okay. The question is, what does the tattoo say on his arm? Does it say Aguero. A, passion, B, dedication, or C, Aguero in Elvish?
Got my answer.
Let me know when you got your answers. Okay. What have you got?
I'm going to guess because Fernando Torres has got a tattoo as well.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. They've both got an Elvish tattoo on their arm when they're at Atletico. I always assumed it was the same thing. So I've gone passion, assuming they were the same.
And what have you got?
I went dedication.
You're both wrong. It's Aguero.
Oh, and Elvis.
So Torres is must say Torres then.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Googled it today.
Oh my God.
And I'll tell you what, I've got a bonus question as well. Okay. Because I've been Googling Aguero. So in 2008, Aguero was the lead singer on a track in Argentina, which racked up over a million plays on YouTube. Genuinely, this is on YouTube. You can go find it. What was the name of that track? A, is it Passion? B, is it Dedication? Or C, is it Aguero? A million views on YouTube. Lead singer.
I've got it.
Okay.
What have we got?
Same again. Passion.
I'm in Passion.
It's Aguero again.
Oh!
Always the same answer.
Always the same answer.
So, okay. We're on the final question of this section. Ash, still 2-1, okay?
Nice.
Right. Question 5 of this first section. True or false? Easy, this one. True or false? Game week 9's hat-trick goal-scoring hero, Harry Kane.
Right.
Originally auditioned for the part of Martin Fowler on EastEnders, but was turned down at the first stage because he was allergic to dogs.
Fuck off!
Is that true?
Fuck off!
Or is it false?
That's amazing.
Have you got your answer?
That is the best thing I've heard.
Is it true or false?
Go on, Tommy.
False.
I've gone false because it sounds like one of those things where it all happened, but the false bit is he was allergic to cats.
No, it's false. I made it all up.
Oh,
he was allergic to trombones. Really? Right.
Fuck you, Sonia.
So that's the first quiz over with. 3-2, okay?
That was...
Draw a line in the ground. That's 3-2. Now we're on to the proper quiz. So, anyway, right, that's 3-2. We've got that.
So it's 10-all and 3-2.
Yeah. So, like, you know, halfway through. Okay. Yeah. So this next quiz is instantly recognisable to any listeners who have, you know, fan of the show Nick Knowles, hosts a Saturday night quiz show called Who Dares Wins.
Nick Knowles is
very, very close.
I've literally seen him down the road twice.
He lives
once after we recorded the Christmas special a couple of years ago, and then, he's always asked to come on. He's advised me on this quiz.
So have either of you seen Who Dares Wins on BBC One?
I'm familiar with the concept because you told me about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, there goes the magician's glasses.
Yeah.
And enter stage. So basically how this works, right, I'm going to give you a category and you need to both tell me how many players you can name in that category. To give you an example, I'll say in FPL there are 5 players called Harry. How many Harrys can you name? So Tom, you might say 3. Ash might say 4. If you're like...
And is it on me? And I say, Ash, fucking
so you'll either go, I can do five, or you're like, yeah, Ash, you can do four.
That is amazing. That's a great idea for a quiz.
So, have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
So he plays with the fish face
Nick
guy.
Knowles, don't
Nick Knowles is in it.
Nah.
Yeah. And he...
Dude, is he, actually?
Yeah, no, I'll check. IMDb, Nick Knowles, he got 8.4.
Actually?
Yeah.
No! Orlando Bloom is in it, and he plays the game with the guy who's got tentacle
face. I thought you were being serious, and you went, no, Nick Knowles is actually in it.
Yeah, he's in it, yeah. Oh, he does the shells in it, I think.
he knocked up the decking on the boat.
So basically, if you don't do it, then he gets the points. Okay, lovely. Blah, 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 but you can beat him. Right, so that's that. So the first one, who wants to go first? What do you reckon? Tom? You get to bid first. Okay, so right, you ready?
I'm scared. I'm a boffin.
So, right, 10 players in FPL are worth £10 million or more, okay? Oh. How many do you think you can quant?
Seven.
Do you reckon you can do more than seven? Can you do eight?
No.
All right, shit. So you need to name seven.
And if he gets one wrong?
So if you get one wrong, you're gone. Oh, Ash gets the point. Okay. It becomes four.
So I need to name seven. Wow, this is intense. So
seven players over 10 million.
Okay.
I've got five of these for the audience, so I know how long to stick around for. Right, okay. Go.
Alexis Sanchez.
Yes.
Harry Kane.
Yes.
Hazard.
Yes.
Aguero.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Lacazette.
Hang on, you're on six now, so you need one more for the point.
Ibrahimovic.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah!
That was a lot easier than I imagined. Yeah.
So the three you didn't get were De Bruyne, Lukaku and Morata. Okay? Oh, that's good. So it's three all now. Okay? Ash gets the bid for the next one. Okay? So the next question, three all in the quiz, is there are 15 players with over 65 points in the game as of this game week, okay? Oh. Ash, how many can you name?
By name?
Yeah, there's no what's his tits or... Being
names,
but if please.
You know who I'm talking
about.
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's great. I had to give names. Imagine if I went,
old
red man with the like beardy
goatee boy. Have you said the tall,
tall Swedish boy with the facey, kicking face?
Right, so yeah, how many did I say? 15. Yeah, so 15 is your target. How many do you reckon you can do?
Eight.
Do you reckon? What do you reckon? Over 65 points for the year.
Nah, go on.
You're going to do the eight. All right. Here we go.
Right. I would have had that. Go
so,
on.
Aguero?
Correct.
Jesus?
He's not on the list.
No, he is. He's only 1 point behind.
He's not.
Hang Aguero. On. Let me check.
No. Check. What is going on?
Jesus has only got 62.
Oh! Did you say 60?
65.
Oh, shit. I thought it was 60. Oh.
Yes!
Yeah, so it's now...
Are you sure you didn't say over 60?
No. You can check with the thing. It's 65, yeah.
Definitely 65.
Yeah, so it's 4-3. Do you want to hear him? Over 65 is De Gea, surprising.
Yeah.
Aspilicueta, Salah, Sane, De Bruyne, Ed Silva, Richarlison, Sterling, Eriksen, Morata, Lukaku, Aguero, Gross.
Would have said all of them, yeah.
And Kane. Right, so it's now 4-3 to Tom.
Oh, yes, please.
So the next one is, right, here we go. So there are 17 players in the FPL this year who are German. How many German players can you... And there's a lot of fucking weird ones. So how many can you name?
Five.
Good luck.
Right. Oh. Here come Tom's five German players.
God. Yeah. Mesut Ozil.
Yep, he is German.
Ooh. Mertesacker.
He's German, yep.
Oh, they all play for the fucking Arsenal.
I'm literally doing the Arsenal one.
Just the two.
Just the two?
Maybe there's more.
Oh, really struggling. Oh, fuck.
I'll put like a 30-second time limit on it, by the way. If you don't give an answer for that, then you're out.
Oh, I'm going to really struggle. I've gone blank. I've gone
you're
blank,
You're on two
boys.
Of five, okay?
I've gone blank. Oh! Oh, his little face. Ah, little man.
Yeah, you can have that.
Nah, go on.
You've got no more? You're out.
No, I think I'm done. That's ridiculous.
You got any?
Oh, what? Only one. Gross,
yeah. You could have had Gross. So, from the top, from the 17. Emre Can... Gross, Gundogan, Kefele, don't know him, Hunemeyer from Huddersfield, Huth, Karius, Lowe, Mustafi for Arsenal, Quina, Rudiger, Sane, Schindler, Wolfshard, and Zila. Right, so it's now 4-4.
Literally. Oh, the public must be loving it.
Oh, right, here we go. This is now question 9 of 10.
Okay.
And we're 4-4.
God, Ash.
You could not have got it closer. Right. So, the next thing is, there are 10 players in the game whose price has risen over 0.4 million
since the start of the season. So these are your increasing players, okay? Like, impressed more than you reckon. There are only 10 of them. How many do you think you can do? So it's now Ash.
So let's clarify this. There's 10 players
whose
price has increased more than 0.4.
More than 0.4 or more. Since the start of the season.
Oh, yeah.
So these are your good players, basically.
Yes, please.
So there's, how many did I say? 10. What do you reckon? Quick bid.
Tough.
Four.
Oh,
you can have that.
Four. Okay, now. So just four. So you need four players whose price has risen over 0.4 million.
I can think of three.
It's so hard. It's so easy to think of. Well, Salah.
Correct.
I can't own that.
And I'm out.
I might be. I was hoping that Tom was going to steal it off me.
It's 10 of them, so you know.
It's 10.
That's why I went, yeah, love it. Double bra.
Oh, it's so difficult because if you say a name, then you're out.
Correct.
Let's think about this.
Oh, come on.
You've got another 15 seconds for your answer. Let me.
Oh, he's going to get me again. No. Oh, Sané.
Sané is one of them. Yeah, so you've got another 15 seconds.
Really, we're only on two of five. Really need a
pitch, you say four. You can do four.
You can do four.
Gross.
Gross is one of them. So you need one more for the point.
Right, timing then.
Yeah.
Richarlison.
Correct. Yes! Right, okay. So that's, yeah. So it's now 5-4 to Ash.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I've got two tiebreakers, guys.
Oh, take that, Stimmers. Stimmers is going out to you.
Right, so where are we? Here. There are 9 players in FPL whose price has dropped by 0.5 million or more. How many can you name? This is the last question. 5-4 to Ash at the moment. And it's Tom to bid.
2.
Fuck, I don't even know.
So these are shit players this year, basically.
I'm going for 2. Literally 2.
We've dropped at any point since the start of the game.
Since the start, they've lost 0.5 million or more off their original price.
Fuck. You've got him.
So you've got a name too, yeah. So 9 players. What you got?
Dropped 0.5. Five or more.
From the start of the season. So these are, shit players. Or people that you understand.
God, I'm going to go straight in with someone that might not. Christian Benteke?
No, he's not. So Ash wins 6-4. So I'll list them.
Shit!
So what are the, so Lindelof.
Right.
Yeah. King for Bournemouth.
King.
Oh, Klassen for Everton. Sigurdsson for Everton. Bernardo Silva, Murphy for Newcastle.
Sigurdsson?
Yeah.
Really? That's surprising.
Stevens and Austin for Southampton. And then
Austin.
Big Rondon. So would you like to hear the tiebreakers?
Let's have the tiebreaker.
How many Spanish players are there in the Premier League this season?
17.
25.
43! We can't move for them.
Add them together. Correct answer.
Probably.
With Matt.
Keep going.
Amazing.
What's the other?
Second tiebreaker is how many Italian players? Same route, same thing. I'm tricking.
30 on the nose.
29.
6?
29.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it?
That is interesting.
Yeah, exactly. A quiz fun and interesting.
Fun and interesting. That's interesting. Do you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. That is, and I don't usually give a shit about the quizzes, my palms were sweating.
So it's now officially 11-10 to Ash.
Correct.
Well done.
It is 11-10 to Ash. Well, so thank you very much. Go on.
One thing we forgot to do with Dan, and we might have forgot to do Stimmers, and you were about to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, I think I did thank Stimmers, but thank you, Adam Rakes, for coming on to Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast. Thank you for being a patron of the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football Podcast. You get a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of secret stuff that people don't know about.
I'd recommend it to all. As a friend and a mentor.
We're all a little bit drunk now. We're going to go to the pod afterwards, so if you want to come drinking with us,
we're going to
sponsor the podcast and be like these guys.
Yeah. So thanks to all our sponsors, Pat, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Daniel, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Hayden, Susan, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, Gier, Jason, Peter, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabs, and Johnny Worthington.
Yes, and thank you very much. We will be back next week. We're going to be recording on the Wednesday night, and there will be a game week on. So make sure you keep abreast.
Say abreast.
So keep abreast of the game weeks. We will be back.
And Facebook, go on there, like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Facebook, we're going to be giving away a copy of Fantasy Football Manager, Facebook.com/TheGaffertape.
Use all our tips to be manager of the month and you can get a copy of Football Manager.
Correct.
You can follow Tom's words of wisdom, obviously at the Gaffer Tapes. Also at
@the_Tom_Holmes.
This guy.
Just Adam Race, early adopter on Twitter.
Very early adopter. Don't look up at early adopter. That's not him.
But, also at Ash Cansworth.
Not the early adopter. That was back into that it.
Taken.
So yes, ever happened. But yeah, thank you very much, and we will be back next week with patron guest host Jack Saunders. So yeah, until then, tweet us your balls, send us a bloody email, info@thegaffertapes.com, and have a bloody good couple of game weeks, ladies and gents. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
And goodbye.